Christ Jesus. Paul gives them instructions about the end times. They were wondering about eschatology, the end of the world, and he instructs them in that. And then, as so often happens at the end of Paul's letter, as with many of his letters, he seems to want to give a whole bunch of just little, almost one-line instructions to the church. Things to remember. Things to put into practice. He, in this last few verses here, verses 12 through 15, speaks about their relationship with the leaders over them. In verses 19 through 22, he talks about not quenching the Spirit, listening to prophecies, testing what is good, holding fast to that, and abstaining from evil. In the last few verses, he gives them a blessing of God and asks for their prayers. In the middle of this somewhat shopping list of things he wants to tell them, the last few words he has, we have verses 16 and 17 and 18. Rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. Paul wants to remind them, wants to instruct them about the importance of prayer in their lives. And he uses these three imperatives: rejoice, and pray, and give thanks. And he says, do these three things because this is God's will in Christ Jesus for you. Rejoice and pray and give thanks. And I find it interesting that he puts prayer right in the center. Rejoice and pray and give thanks, as if that binds together the rejoicing and the thanksgiving. We in our own confession, the Heidelberg Catechism, remind ourselves that prayer is the chief part of thankfulness God requires of us. So as they rejoice, as they give thanks, they are to pray to God. And he says, do this, rejoicing always, giving thanks in all circumstances, and praying without ceasing. All the time. This is to be the character of the Christian's life. Now, sometimes it's very easy to rejoice and to give thanks to God and to pray to Him. When things are going well, when the family is healthy, when the bills are all paid, when everything is smooth in life, it's a time to thank God. So often when things are going well, we forget to give God the thanks. We forget that these blessings are coming directly from Him. And so Paul says, don't forget. Rejoicing always, giving thanks always, and praying always. Thanking God as the one who has chosen to bless you. The one who has chosen to give you a good life at this point, an easy life at this point. At times it's very easy to rejoice and to give thanks to God. Sometimes it's difficult. When life is not going so smoothly, when there are trials, when there are tests that we face. But notice what Paul says, rejoice always. Give thanks in all circumstances. Pray without ceasing. Now, when going through difficult times, we certainly don't rejoice for the difficulty. We don't thank God because of the difficulty. But even in difficult times, we rejoice and we thank God that He is the one still in control. Nothing happens outside of the control of our God. That's the hope and comfort and assurance that we have as believers. And therefore, we can pray. Pray without ceasing. Pray without ending. Because we are talking to the one who's in control of all things. Maybe in those times, God is demonstrating to us our needs. Our need for greater patience. Our need for a greater pursuit of holiness. Our need for the ongoing work of the Spirit of Jesus Christ sanctifying us through and through. When we face trial, when we face temptation, it reminds us we must be on our knees in prayer to God, asking Him to help us get through those temptations as we cry out to Him. Rejoice always. pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances. Paul says this is to be the character of the Christian life. Always, without ceasing, in all circumstances. Now we know that not every minute of every day do we spend in prayer. We cannot do everything all the time. But what he's saying is, prayer, rejoicing and thanksgiving in prayer, is to be the character of the walk with God. Is to be the character of the Christian life. Christians should be known as people of prayer. An ongoing consciousness that God is in control. An ongoing consciousness that He is sending blessing. Or even that as the trials come, He is there with us in the trials. Prayer is that ongoing recognition that God is a sovereign God. God is the God over creation, over our relationships, over our work, over our education, over our recreation. God is the God over all parts of our life. And so, in all circumstances, without ceasing, at all times, God calls us to pray. Prayer recognizes His control. Prayer recognizes His direction, His work, His leading, and His guiding. Tonight, we're going to spend time praying to God, thanking Him for the blessings He has given to us, and asking Him for those things which we stand in need of, asking Him that in all parts of our lives, we might more and more pursue Jesus Christ and His ways and His paths, thanking Him for His blessings, and asking Him to continue to watch and bless each of us. It's important to pray. Not just tonight. I trust and I hope that tonight is not in some ways anything out of the ordinary for you. To spend a focused time in prayer. But I hope that tonight is just one more night in the character of your Christian lives. Praying to God. Rejoicing always. Praying without ceasing. Giving thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for all of you. Let's pray. Lord God, we praise You for being a God who hears prayer, for being a God who answers prayer, and for being a God who commands prayer. You, through your apostle, have told us that prayer is to be the character of our Christian life. So as we pray together tonight, O God, for the various needs that we have and the various circumstances in which we find ourselves, we ask that even our prayers might be pleasing in Your sight, that You would take those prayers and sanctify them through and through by Your Holy Spirit, that they might be brought before Your throne of grace, and that You from heaven will incline Your ear, that You will hear, and that You will answer. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.